I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Michelle Grunert. She's one of the organizers of the third annual For Cody Ride. It's coming up this weekend, and we found out more information from Michelle Grunert.
We have the third annual For Cody Ride on Saturday at Marquette Mountain. It's a fundraiser we've done a few years since Cody passed away to continue helmet safety, raise funds so we can participate in community helmet safety efforts.
For those that are not familiar with the story and sort of the impetus of all of this, let's drop back a little bit, give a little bit of history about what happened and then what you've done is since then.
Yep. 2 years ago in February, Cody Revoir did pass away secondary to a traumatic brain injury that he sustained in a snowboarding accident when he was not wearing his helmet. Mm-hmm. So since then, the family has made it our goal and commitment to really just provide helmets and education about helmets to families, to kids at local events.
And this is the third now that's coming up, and it sounds like this has really been growing. Tell me about that a little.
It is, yeah. The first year, we held it literally weeks after Cody passed, so it was pretty unorganized, and it was difficult, and it was more therapeutic than productive, but last year it was more organized. We had a rail jam. We had double trouble. We had people coming together. This year we've changed it. It is much more organized, but we aren't doing a rail jam. Mm-hmm. We just want everyone to come out and ski. It's a Ride for Cody Day.
Well, it certainly seems like we're getting the snow for it, and it looks like it's shaping up to be a good weekend for that. And this is, we see this, and then you have a t-shirt on this morning that folks will be able to post this photo a little bit later, but we see the For Cody logo, mm-hmm. and this is what it's really all about.
This. It is. It is a symbol, and it's your reminder to wear your helmet for you, but when you see For Cody, little kids, big kids, on cars, on helmets, on boards, they say, "Ooh, yeah, my helmet. I need to wear my helmet."
How has this been growing? I mean, you mentioned that you've had a bigger expansion and more people getting involved, but tell me a little bit about how it has grown over these last couple of years.
Well, you know, the family, I can tell you the family's commitment, they've kind of turned, grief into gratitude, and they find ways to get involved. We participate in the Kohl's Cares for Kids Helmet Safety Clinic, which they partner with the Trauma Center with Market General. Really great program. Mm-hmm. Bring it down to all ages, the Y's and such. We participate in that. This year, we're going to participate in the bike rodeo.
Okay.
Not just snowboarding helmets. We want to kind of reach all the recreations where you should be wearing a helmet.
Well, I think that's actually kind of the interesting part. We were talking before we went on the air that we think a lot of times about helmets with biking, for example, right? And that sort of thing. But you're wanting to make sure people think about when they go snowboarding or out on the ski hill or even skateboarding or something like that. Put the helmet on.
Put the helmet on. Backcountry skiing, you name it. For big kids, little kids, adults, all of us. And then new this year, we're super excited to be participating in the Run for Life.
Oh, okay.
Cody was an organ donor. We're very proud of that. And so we're going to be partnering with them to sponsor the youth run.
Oh.
Which is pretty great. So any funds that we raise, people probably wonder, what are you doing with the funds? We buy more helmets. We participate in these programs. The stickers. Yep, they're just stickers, but you know what? They're reminders. And kids see them and they think, that kid was cool. He wore his helmet.
And they're all over.
Yes.
They are all over. You see them on vehicles and you see them on various things. But for people that are just joining us, when is it happening, when and where?
Saturday, March 4th, Marquette Mountain, 1 to 4 p.m., $25 lift tickets all day long. Wear your For Cody apparel and you can enter our raffle for a bunch of prizes for only $5. One of the prizes is we're giving away a free membership next year to the ski hill.
Oh, okay.
A season's pass. This can also be used for the remainder of this year. Lots of helmets, sweatshirts, fun stuff.
If people can't make it to this event, is there a way to find out more about the whole For Cody effort?
Yes. Check the Facebook page. We stay pretty active on that.
That's the comments of Michelle Grunert. She's one of the organizers of the For Cody Ride happening this weekend at Marquette Mountain. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.